Time again for our weekly catch-up with RNIB Chief Executive Matt Stringer here on RNIB Connect Radio to talk about what's been happening around the organisation and, of course, news and topics relating to life as a blind or partially sighted person. Hello, Matt, and thank you for joining me this week.
Good afternoon, Toby. My pleasure, as ever.
Matt, I thought we might start with a little bit of a reminder and perhaps a little bit more news about, I suppose, the campaign at the moment around ticket office closures on the railways, which is still, I think, a really hot topic and something that if people haven't done, sort of should get behind as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is now a week into what is this ridiculously short 3-week consultation programme by the government and the sort of rail companies, which is clearly designed not to be a consultation because it's too short and not accessible. So I think, yeah, what we're sort of heartened about is, I think, the response that's been generally in society from a variety of groups, including ourselves sitting within the VI sector and the disability sort of charity consortium, you know, which I think has really made people sit up and take notice about quite what a poor decision this is and quite how it would undermine and impact blind and partially sighted people. You know, we've had a variety of activity over the last week, liaising with a variety of organisations, appearances on local media through our regional sort of campaigning teams. I had a letter published in the Telegraph yesterday. We have engaged in the VI sector and the DCC group to write to a variety of ministerial and sort of rail delivery group people, and activity is ongoing all the time as we forge alliances with different groups. There's quite a lot of mayoral, you know, some of the mayors, Andy Burnham and others coming out responding, possible legal challenges to the consultation we're looking at. So I think we've done a good job ourselves in responding through a variety of media in a variety of ways. And then I think we've also done a good job of playing our part in this really national groundswell of opposition, if I'm honest. And I think, who's to say how it's going to end? I think there's been so much opposition nationally that there has to be some sort of rethink. It seems a very naked economic bid to shut the ticket offices. And I'm sure the people who come out of the ticket offices in some time will disappear from being on the platforms and costs will be saved. I think what I'm pleased about is how much influence we seem to be getting, you know, ministerially and shadow ministerially, where I think people see as an organisation with a lot to say, clearly representing blind and partially sighted people on this one is a critical constituency who are being disadvantaged. So I sort of expect us to be noticed. We've been invited next week by the Transport Minister to a round table in Whitehall, which I think not every organisation will be invited to. So that's this thing, a sign that they see us as a weighty sort of contributor to this debate. So there's signs of life there, but let's cut to the chase. This is about a really bad decision and we will be desperate to try and get it reversed or, you know, or worse, watered down, diluted. So plenty of work to do on this over the next couple of weeks, Toby. And as I think you might have hinted at, we're very keen for people to, you know, write in and add to the sort of the petition and take part in the consultation. I know on the website they could find the link to that. And the more people who write in and clearly say what a ridiculous move it is, the better it is for this opposition movement that's growing. So please do take a minute or two, if you're listening to this, to follow the link, take part in a consultation and show your opposition to the government about this proposal.
And we'll have details about the RNIB website later on. There's a bit of a, I suppose, it might be a good news story around transport, Matt. I believe there's a new trial of Navilens on the Docklands Light Railway. And this is obviously a collaboration between the RNIB, Transport for London and Go Media. And I think the trial is going to be taking place at Cutty Sark, Canary Wharf, Woolwich Arsenal and Tower Gateway as well, which is really good news for travellers, and also great to see Navilens being, I suppose, trialled out again on public transport.
Toby, you've stolen all my best lines there by that list of stations. Yeah, no, we're delighted. Linking it to the previous point around the ticket offices, we know from our surveys how critical travel and transport is for blind and partially sighted people. You know, your ability to get around the country using public transport is just critical, clearly, to having a full and rounded life. You know, taking away ticket offices, it's just a sort of another nail in the coffin of people feeling, you know, able and empowered to go and venture onto the transport system. So hence, as you say, the Navilens trial in Docklands Light Railway is a really good thing, because, you know, it's a sign of how life could be. It's the number of partners engaging to deliver enhanced service which will give blind and partially sighted people much more information about where they are. It's fully accessible. It will help them navigate their way around the stations and find the right trains with confidence, you know, all of which we know is a problem, you know, in our broader surveys on travel. So, you know, in a week where we've got a sort of heavy duty campaign going around ticket office closures, it's nice to see a glimmer of hope with this announcement about Docklands Light Railway. And I hope we get some really positive results. And, you know, as we've done at Euston Station with NaviLens, really start to bang the drum about, you know, making accessible comms and navigation aids much more of a standard across the sort of UK transport network.
And Matt, I think we should finish with a visit on Monday by the Minister for Disabled People, who's coming to the Grimaldi building, not only to have a look around, but also for a meeting as well.
No, that's right. You know, I hinted in my comments on the ticket office closures that I think the RNIB has been sort of noticed in terms of our lobbying by ministers and shadow ministers. And I think, as I probably hinted out in a few of my appearances on Connect Radio, I think as an organisation, we're really back getting noticed and exerting some traction in Whitehall and Westminster on either side of the political divide. And I think people realise we're an organisation who's got a voice, it's got a good story to tell, we've got great insight, and we're, you know, variously partnerial where we need to be, or we're adversarial where we need to be. We've done some good work with the DWP, which is where the Minister Tom Perslow is coming from, around things like access to work, where we've offered support for training for civil servants who are working in access to work scheme, and they've taken our offer. So we're one of the only charity actually who's training civil servants on access to work. And again, it shows we can be a good partner with government where we need to get things done. And Tom Perslow, who's a minister, has taken up my invitation to come and visit our Grimaldi building in London, which is our new London office, which is, we believe, truthfully the most accessible building in London. You know, and come and see what that looks like and what that means. And it's a great opportunity to engage with the minister on a broad raft of matters. And I can't imagine we won't be talking about ticket office closures to him as well on Monday. But, you know, great that he sees it as a benefit to him to come and engage with us on a raft of topics and actually use our accessible building in Grimaldi as a backdrop. I think that's one of the great benefits of changing our office in London and giving us that new facility, as you well know, Toby, is to give us that platform for really good engagement with a variety of different partners, of which government ministers are critical.
You'll find a wide range of information and advice on the RNIB website, and that is rnib.org.uk. You can always, of course, call the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 9999 or use your Amazon smart device and ask Dear Old Lady A to call the RNIB helpline too. Well, thank you very much indeed, Matt, for chatting with me this week here on RNIB Connect Radio.
No, Toby, my pleasure. I mean, it's been a tough week, actually, in many respects, but I think we are showing our mettle, I think, in engaging on these BT issues and showing that we deserve to be in the room. We've got something to say and, you know, we're being noticed. It doesn't necessarily always follow through that we get our way, but at least we're in the room making the point. And, you know, so far, I think we've been listened to. So let's see where we go. But thank you for having me today.